Hi everyone, this is Psychic Medium Ms. Sarah with the Psychic Medium School. I'm really excited today because we're going to talk about starting an Etsy shop for psychics and tarot readers. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for your dedication. If you're new here, welcome. I really hope you enjoy this podcast. So a little bit about me. In July 2020, I actually cleared four figures the first month that I was on Etsy as a psychic. And I'm really excited to share that. In my first 6 months on Etsy, I made $10,000. This was working part-time too. So when you think about a full-time income, you definitely have the opportunity to generate more than that if you want to. There are a lot of things that I wished I would have known ahead of time before I jumped on Etsy. And that's why I teach an Etsy, ultimate Etsy program for psychics and tarot readers. It's going to be on sale this weekend. This is the lowest price it's ever been. It's going to be $150 until Sunday, September 10th. And I'm excited to get some new people in and enrolled and get you started with your Etsy shop, because I really, there's a lot of different tips and tricks that I learned along the way that I wish I would have known ahead of time. That way I could have really taken a lot of time to narrow that learning curve, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit about starting an Etsy shop for psychics and tarot readers. So the reason that I choose Etsy over other platforms is because you can start with virtually no money, right? So when you sell a reading, the fees are taken out of the sale. Any advertising you do, the fees for that are taken out of your what you've sold. If for some reason you didn't sell anything, which if you're taking the Etsy program for psychics and tarot readers, you should be selling within the first week of having your Etsy shop open, if not within the first couple of days. So taking that Etsy course really, really helps, and it has changed a lot of people's Etsy shops. The thing about Etsy is the learning curve with Etsy as a psychic or tarot reader, you know what you do. You know how to be a psychic or tarot reader before you get on there, right? What's more difficult for people who are spiritually minded and, you know, psychics and tarot readers is that it's harder for you to grasp the idea of SEO and how it works. So that's where I come in. I teach in the course, I teach about how to manage the SEO, what your shop appearance should look like, what your wording and description should be, and all these little tips and tricks that even if you went to like my Etsy shop, which I have a lot of people do, you couldn't even see all the things that are happening behind the scenes that I'm doing to make sales. And at this point, I just opened up readings for the weekend. But I only have one available. I have one mediumship reading and one spirit guide reading. I don't do them very often now, honestly. Like, teaching how to run your shop and how to grow your business is definitely what I love to do. I loved giving readings, and I still do every once in a while, but it's just more... I feel like if I'm doing a lot of readings that I'm taking clientele from my clientele, you know, where if I'm teaching you how to do readings, I want you to have the best opportunity possible. And there are some times that I'll hand off, if somebody asks me to do a reading, I'll hand it off to a client and let them know, you know, this person's looking for this type of reading. Would you like to do this? So when you're starting an Etsy shop for a beginner, there are little things that are really, really important. Your name should have a descriptive or a keyword in it. So whether that be psychic, tarot reader, you really don't want a shop name with something that people aren't going to be able to search. That's very important. And it's important that you use the same names on different platforms. What I mean by that is, like, if you're going to have social media, it should be something similar to what is on your Etsy shop. And as far as your Etsy shop goes, like, the number one rule I have is you do not want to put your Etsy shop on vacation mode. Instead of putting it on vacation mode, just put some things in there that are passive income. That's what I do. The reason is because when you're Etsy, just like any other platform, wants you to be continuously using it. And if you're putting it on vacation mode, instead of putting it out there, then you're actually hindering your potential sales, because then it has to, your shop has to get back in the groove, and Etsy's got to see that you're actually utilizing the platform on a more regular basis. So, and Etsy does have fees. When you make a sale, there's a fee. There's a fee. When you add a listing, there's a fee. I'll actually drop, if you haven't been on Etsy before, I'm going to drop a link down below for 40 free listings. You get them when you sign up, if you use that link, and I get 40 free listings too. I don't really need them because I don't have a whole lot listed on Etsy right now because I'm helping teach students. So with that being said, if you're looking to enroll in the course, the full Etsy course that's on demand, it's 8+ hours of content. You're going to learn about SEO, keywords, the appearance of your shop, all the do's and don'ts that are going to save you a lot of time and a lot of hassle. And it's only $150 this weekend. So definitely check that out. You can move through it at your own pace and you'll have lifetime access to it. So with that being said, so I told you about vacation mode. Okay, so the next thing is there's a large percentage of buyers, potential clientele that are looking and buying on their cell phone. So you really want to make sure that your shop is very visible in the mobile app. So you'll want to pull it up on your mobile app and look at it and make sure that if somebody is reading your listings, they know exactly what's going on based on the mobile app. That's really, really important. As far as ads go, sometimes those are hit and miss depending on when Etsy is making changes to their ad program. I would say that it's important if you're running ads to keep it consistent. You don't have to, I've shut them off before. Like if I know I'm going on vacation or if I'm doing something that I'm not going to be able to focus a lot on my shop, then I just shut the ads off. That's important to know because you don't want to drive a bunch of traffic to your shop when you're not able to do readings. So with that being said, I think one of the things is to really know your own limitations. How many readings can you do in a day? You know, how are you going to do the readings? So I prefer written message readings, or they're similar to email readings, because it's easy to deliver on Etsy, and to me, that's how I focus when I'm doing a reading. That's how I hone in and figure out, you know, really get in depth about the reading and the person that I'm doing the reading for. That's just how I do it. If you want to do audio, you can, or video, you can. Basically, all you got to do is share a link to maybe a Google Doc for that person, and then they can access their reading with the passive income. This could be like, there's a lot of different passive income things that you can do, but it could be like a guide to self-care, those types of things. I know some people do like, some people are do witchy things, some people don't. That's completely up to you and your preference. Some people will do like spells and things like that, that are just written out for people, or different practices you can do, like affirmations, those types of things. So I really hope this helped, because I think that it really helps narrow the learning curve for a psychic or tarot reader. You're really needed. The industry has been growing, but I don't think a lot of people stick with it. I think that they think it's a good idea, and then they start their business, and they see slow periods, which any business, you're going to have slow periods, depending on the time of year, what's going on in the world. All of those things matter, and I think that it's important just to be consistent, or as consistent as you can, about having your shop open, making changes that are necessary to your shop, and really sticking to it. I think that's really important to do. I think that it's easy to go in 20 different directions as an entrepreneur. With an entrepreneur mindset, I've found that it's easy for me to get distracted with different types of projects and different types of things that I enjoy doing, but I try to keep what's in my business, limited. So like I learned how to do hypnotizing and those types of things, and I don't have that as part of my business, because it's just, it doesn't fall in line with what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to accomplish with my business. So really think about that, narrow down what you're offering and make it simple for people. Especially cross-selling is important as well. So if they know that you do, you know, a spirit guide reading, but they haven't looked in your shop to know that you do mediumship readings, it's really important to let people know what types of readings that you do, but at the same time, keep it limited so people aren't completely overwhelmed. So I really hope that helped. If you want to enroll in the Etsy program, I definitely encourage it. Now's the time. It's not going to be, the enrollment fee is not going to be cheaper than it is right now. So if you've been thinking about it, this is definitely the time. The link will be down below. It'll say to enroll, go to, and it'll bring you to your on-demand program and you'll have it. You can go at your own pace. It's definitely, if you're thinking about opening a shop or if you have a shop open and you're struggling, you should definitely take a look at enrolling in that program because you're going to absolutely love that it simplifies things for you, makes it easier, and it'll get you selling a lot faster. I hope that helped everyone. I am excited for you. If you have an Etsy shop that you're working on and you want to send me the link, you can always send it in the comments. Definitely check out the description box below for all the links where you'd be able to connect with me. Hope you all have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening.